In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Samuel chapter 28, which records the account of King Saul in an act of desperation. He is going to the witch of Endor to find out what he's supposed to do. God had not been speaking to him, and so he violated his own law, which forbid the seeking out of people with familiar spirits. And he goes down there and he begins to talk with her and ask her, "Who do you see?" And she says, "I see many gods," and so forth like that. And she asked him, "Who do you want to see?" "So, well, bring back Samuel." Samuel's dead at this point. "Bring back Samuel. I want to hear what I'm supposed to do." Now, Saul is looking for an answer to a specific question. Should he go up and face the Philistines, or should he stay home? He doesn't know what to do. It's interesting. Verse 15, "And Samuel said to Saul, 'Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?' And Saul answered, 'I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do.' Then said Samuel, 'Wherefore dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord has departed from thee and is become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David.'" Now notice this, please. Verse 18. "Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day." Now notice, please, what Samuel, speaking from the other side, has to say to him. He says, this is an obedience problem. You want to know what you should do, but you didn't want to know whenever God was speaking to you. This is the problem, folks. Whenever we disobey and then we get in a jam, what does God want me to do? Well, we got to go back to the beginning. We got to go back to where we left. Saul didn't want to go back. And that's why Samuel says, let's just go back to the beginning here. The reason you are now where you're at here, Saul, you're at a witch's house, asking her to summons me from the dead so I can tell you what God won't tell you, because you refused to do what? To obey Him. Folks, this is how important obedience is to the Word of God. You will face in your life incredible difficulties and problems when you ignore this book. Very simply put, you will become, if you gradually cease to obey this book, you will become exactly like Saul. Saul is at the end of his rope. What do I do? I've been talking to the prophets. They don't tell me anything. I've been trying to divine the truth of God through the Urim and the Thummim, and I get no answer. God's not speaking to me anymore. Well, ask yourself the question, why is that? Saul didn't ask that question. He just wanted to know what he was supposed to do in battle. But what does Samuel do from the grave? He takes him right back to the point where Saul went away. And that was the point of disobedience, refusing to obey. What a lesson. This is not, folks, this is not just a lesson for our children. So many times as parents, we say, well, that's a great lesson for children. Boy, I wish the teenagers of our church would get a hold of that. While we stubbornly do our own thing, when we don't obey the Word of God, where we pick and choose what commands we're going to obey. Listen, dear folks, the pathway of Saul is mapped out for us in 1 Samuel. At the end of 1 Samuel, he's dead. Samuel told him, after he said, "You've disobeyed God, you and your sons will be dead tomorrow. When the sun goes down, you'll be dead." What a message. Why? Because you disobeyed my commands. What's going to happen to us if we disobey God's command? We're not going to have His blessing. We can't ask God to bless us when we're disobeying His word. In our call to worship today, as we come together, are you obeying this book? Or are you just pick and choosing what commands? you will face the same end as Saul. God, help us today as we gather together in corporate worship, as we sing, as we pray, as we open the Word of God. May we get this point: I must obey the Word of God.